Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. A government and law enforcement background ultimately led Jenny Best to her role as an officer with Customs and Border Protection and as branch chief of the CBP Biometric Entry Exit Program. Her leadership at CBP makes her one of our Women in Biometrics Award winners for 2020.
Since I've been in my current position, I've been involved with business transformation initiatives. They kind of include forms automation, kiosks, mobile devices, mobile applications that have a big impact on the travel and tourism industry. And it sort of just evolved into the use of biometrics because it really ties into these efforts that look to streamlining the travel process, but also creating a more secure environment in the travel industry.
Best has a master's degree in criminal justice. Her career began with the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, which became CBP.
I have had a really great career with CBP. I've worked in all different kinds of environments. I started on the southern land border. I spent some time up in Toronto, Canada at a pre-clearance port of entry. I worked with criminal enforcement programs in Houston. And then I've been here at CBP headquarters since about 2011. And since I've been here, I've worked on a lot of just travel and tourism initiatives. I was thinking about biometrics in general, and I remember about a year or two after I started, I was in Calexico, California at a port of entry down there, and our port was selected as one of the first pilot ports to try an IAFIS machine, so to collect, you know, electronic fingerprints. We used to take two prints for our ident machine, but this was, you know, to take a full set of fingerprints and send them to the FBI and get back like immediate results. And I just remember the machine was the size of an arcade game, basically. It was huge. But the capabilities it provided to us in the field was a game changer. And then I've seen biometrics evolve ever since then throughout my career, because they've always been a part of it, whether it's fingerprints, photos, and then biographic information as well. So it's just such an exciting time to be involved with biometrics from a law enforcement perspective, but also just an identity verification tool, and just to see how the programs and the uses of biometrics have just evolved over time.
It's a career she couldn't have imagined when she started out, focused on police sciences and investigation techniques.
Yeah, well, right out of college, I was working for a probation department in Texas, and my office mate made me go take the immigration test with them because he didn't want to go by himself. And I, within 6 months, was offered a position with the INS, you know, which later became CBP, and just sort of fell into my lap, but I've just ran with it because it's been an amazing career for me.
Best cites her work as an innovator as her most significant contribution to the biometrics field.
You know, I work for a government agency, and a lot of the time, you know, we're really stuffy. We have a lot of regulations. We have a lot of red tape we follow. But we really took this approach that was a public-private partnership. And it's exciting to be innovative and take security measures that are usually really annoying, you know, they're really time consuming, but to implement them in a smart way that is useful to us as a law enforcement agency, but also to the travel industry to, you know, make a secure and efficient way. It's just exciting to be sort of an innovator in this field.
Best says she's most proud of the relationship she and her team have developed with the travel industry, where public-private partnerships can be challenging.
I have an amazing team that supports me, but just developing these biometric partnerships is really one of my proudest accomplishments because it's a really difficult task and we're all in this together. So working with the travel industry and keeping those partnerships is really a big accomplishment for me. It's a really exciting time because right now there's the opportunity to merge those sort of law enforcement aspects, that identity verification tool or purpose of biometrics, especially facial comparison, into different industries, but in a smart and meaningful way, just not a way like we're capturing photos, we're surveilling you, we want to know who you are, but in a way that creates just a safer and an efficient environment where, you know, instead of at an airport, especially now in these times with COVID-19 and everything that the travel industry is struggling with, everything we are struggling with at Customs and Border Protection on how to deal with travelers and social distancing. You know, we can create this contactless way to verify who you are, to look at boarding passes so that gate agents, CBP officers, TSA agents no longer have to have that contact with documents and boarding passes and people in general. So yeah, it's just been an exciting time. CBP is a great organization. We're really innovative in the way we approach things. We really rely on our public-private partnerships and our stakeholders that have been so supportive to us. So I would also like to take the opportunity to thank them, to all of our stakeholders who have taken a gamble and partnered with us on this venture.
Jenny Best will be honored with four other Women in Biometrics Award winners during the virtual SIA Gov Summit on June 3rd. Check back for profiles of our other winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.